Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, a man who wants to put everyone back in the fold.
Ah, beautiful baby, my burning desire started on Sunday. Give me your heart and I'll love you till Tuesday.
What happened on Monday? Why wouldn't you be loved on Monday and then Tuesday and then Wednesday? David Bowie left out Monday for some reason, but we did not. We were here yesterday, and we're here today, and we'll be here tomorrow. Tuesday, the 2nd of April, that's where we are. That's what this is. Well, this radio program is called the Good Day Program, and it has a fabulous reputation and a fairly astute staff, including very astute Jay Kirshner and moderately astute Doug Steffen. So if you put them together, then you've sort of got a good mix there, Jay. You
understand what's astute.
Going on? Let's not have any stupids here. Stupid is not, well, I want to welcome in everybody, but I don't care for stupid much. I'd like to help people.
What about when stupid I don't even like that word, really. Way.
Yeah. Okay, so we
like
want people to
be... so good, it's like, oh, that's stupid, like because it's so good.
Oh, that's I've heard that expression before, yes. Right? Those newfangled expressions by them youngsters, yeah, that's what that is, who are not chasing happy. Well, I guess it depends on what your outlook is. Do you feel happy or are you chasing happiness? Has happiness eluded? Maybe that's because it's like the ball in the swimming pool. You know what that story is? You throw the ball into the pool and you try to get it. If you swim toward it, it keeps going away from you. But if you go down underneath it and come up under it, you can get it. So happiness, I think, is the same thing. If you chase it, you won't really find it. Happiness is like, you know, trying to do stuff.
It's within you.
It doesn't work unless you let it find you. And you can, maybe in that way, there's a redefinition of happiness, too, that comes with people that let it happen. And it has to be on a deep level, too, or at least that's my experience. You don't have a superficial happiness. You have authentic happiness. And you get that when you become clear about who you are, why you are here, what sparks you, what sparks your soul, what sparks your being. I remember having a very close friend one night sitting on a kitchen table saying to me, she was very frustrated, and she looked at me and she was crying, and she said, I don't know why I'm here. I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. And there are a lot of people, I'll bet, to get serious with this for a moment, that come here, don't find their calling, don't find their cause, or feel like somebody has snapped it away from them, and so they don't allow themselves to be to find a new path because they're so stuck on the old one. I wanted to do this. I'm so, you know, determined to do this. Well, sometimes that doesn't work. So here we are. With the Doug Steffen Positive Strategy Department, as Jay, I just you said what you did, and see where it sent my brain? It sent right there to Psychology 101.
It's along for the ride.
Yep, cognitive behavioral therapy, that's what we're about here. We're neuro-linguistic teachers. There. All right, so that's enough of that stuff. I want to talk about the April total solar eclipse. Are you going to watch it? This thing is getting to be more of a buzz. If there's anything that has gained attention that might be able to distract from talking about Trump and Biden, it's this eclipse. And the number of people, each city, now as I understand it, you can correct me about Cleveland, but each city that's in the path has an airplane, at least one airplane, maybe more, loaded with people who are going to be up in the air watching this thing as it takes place, even though it's only, what, 4.5 minutes for the complete cycle to be, you know, the sun goes behind the moon or the moon goes in front of the front of the sun, just at the right spot in this path that comes from Mexico, actually from the lower Pacific across Mexico and up through Texas and right through the...
It kind of makes sense because there's so many, there are already so many scheduled flights anyway that
yeah,
there would be
right.
people already in the air. I know, is it Delta? One airline has a like one flight specifically to follow the path.
Well, I think they're, all of them are doing it in various cities. That's an Atlanta flight. I think Delta is setting up a 767 that's loaded with the people. But I think that there are other cities along the way, like in Dallas, I think American's doing one. I think in Cleveland, United is doing one. St. Louis, I'm not sure about that. That's not the kind of thing that Southwest does, and they're the major carrier in St. Louis, but...
The FAA is also warning of anybody who's supposed to travel that day, expect delays. They are already expecting that there are going to be some serious delays during the eclipse, that there are going to be a lot of drones in the skies that will hinder things. Yep.
Yeah, that'll be fun. So if you are interested in the science of this, you'll be happy to know that there's a call out for people all across the country that are in the path to help NASA observe the effects of this, what is it? Probably this is the biggest natural wonder of the year, isn't it? And you get right down to it. The total eclipse of the sun on April 8th. People inside can sign up to take part in four different projects, from watching animal behavior to trying to take a picture of the sun's corona. There is also I thought this was interesting. They're looking for people to actually record the soundscape of the eclipse. I don't even begin to understand what that, but there are projects that are doing that in Indiana and in your state of Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what does
it
sound
when we experienced
like?
It when we lived in Tennessee back in, what was it, I think 2017, because there is a total eclipse that takes place every 18 months. That's how often it is. But Earth is so massive that for it to go the same path, I mean, it's like every 400 years.
Yeah.
But we happened to be living in Nashville when the last one was there. And it was an experience, the way it just goes completely into night. But all of the animals start going crazy because they are so confused. They think it's night.
It
gets really, like, it is silent. Like, it just goes silent, and then it gets really loud.
Right. So there's this whole experiment that observes animals in zoos that are in the path of the eclipse. And as you are suggesting, a lot of the animals change their behavior. Some of it becomes extreme, very noisy. So this is the SolarEclipseSafari.org, which you can follow either by going to that website or going to the NASA site, and they'll send you to SolarEclipseSafari.org. Doesn't interfere with your experience, but it will help those people who are trying to collate the information about how animals, as we were just suggesting, react inside a confined area like a zoo. And so anyway, this is kind of a neat thing. If you're interested in volunteering, again, you can go to SolarEclipseSafari.org and report back. What do? Do they look to the sky? Do they group together? Do they get ready for sleep? Or do they wake up? The cows on my farm will all huddle together, because that's what they do in circumstances that are different. They all get together, and they just huddle. So there's that. And as I said, the photography, the NASA folks want pictures of this, especially when this is the corona, the totality of it all. This is actually, I didn't realize this, sorry. If I did, I don't remember it. The birthplace of solar wind, which is the stream of particles that flows from the sun that comes to the Earth. You know how we have solar sometimes flares? And it interferes with our broadcast, for example. It gets in the way of it because it messes with the waves, the radio waves. Anyway, 4.5 minutes. I think there'll be so many movies that people will take of this too, right? And those will be, if you want, send them to NASA and they'll, if you're, I think if you're in an open space versus being in a forest, I don't know why that makes a difference, but I've read somewhere that it does. Ham radio operators, man, this would be a nirvana for them, right? If, if you're a ham radio operator and you're, well, first of all, the corona of the sun may interfere with the ham operation. There's a whole thing on one of the NASA pages about ham radio, the Science Citizen Investigation Group, and they want you to listen, send, and receive signals with one another as a just an experiment to see what happens when the corona changes its sort of definition. Does that make sense? I think it. Yeah. Okay. All right, so
I also wonder how many people are going to miss it, be able to see it, but are going to miss it because they're trying to capture it on video or film, and they're like amateur photographers, not professionals, that they don't have the right equipment. They're going to end up burning their eyes, like looking directly at the sun.
Careful. Yeah.
Be safe.
Okay, here's something to look out for. There's a call out from the folks at MyPillow, and I said I would engage in this conversation. MyPillow has hundreds of, they just announced this week, and you'll hear this probably on other radio programs as well, hundreds of products. And there are, if you look at the catalog, you look in there, there's, my God, there's so many different things in there, bathrobes and the go-anywhere pillows and blankets and pajamas and comforters, you name it, it's all there. Right now, you would like to have maybe any number of these things at an extravagant price. Anything that's in the MyPillow catalog is $25. This week, I think, I don't know how long this is going to last. As supplies, you know how they say in the commercials, while supplies last. All right? Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. Six-pack of towels, $25. Four-pack dish towels, you guessed it, $25. This is the first time they've ever done this. Premium MyPillows, $25. Go to MyPillow.com and use DS. That's the code DS at MyPillow.com.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
It looks like your luggage is over 50 pounds. Is there anything you can take out?
Oh, yeah. Let me just toss all these $20 bills.
Great. Let me grab you a trash can.
Stop. Instead of throwing money away, move some clothes into a carry-on. And here's a better tip for Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain.
So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
I'm a waitress, so I know the difference between regular shoes and Skechers slip-resistant work shoes. Skechers slip-resistant work shoes make my job go like this. Here's your pasta primavera.
Thanks.
While regular shoes make my job go like this. Here's your pasta primavera. And that difference is why I wear Skechers slip-resistant work shoes to keep me safe on my feet. Plus, they're easy to clean and have Skechers exclusive air-cooled memory foam for comfort throughout my shift. Get America's number one selling work shoe at Skechers.com, a Skechers store near you, or wherever work shoes are sold.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
What are you interested in? What are your interests when it comes to social media? We've got it all tapped in here on the Good Day program. 23 after the hour, Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen with the latest from the fans of Billie Eilish, who is interested in clarifying some of her comments that have not fallen on welcome ears, criticizing artists. And why is she doing that? I remember the last time we talked about her with any seriousness, when it was the James Bond theme, she was like 18, now she's 22. Growing up and fast, but she has a little bit of a lesson to learn, it would seem. I guess depending on how you interpret some of the things that she's been saying. So let's find out what's going on with Billie Eilish right after this here on Good Day.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
So you're a tough guy, like a really rough guy. Just can't get enough guy, just always so puff guy. I'm that bad type, make your mama sad type, make your girlfriend mad type, might seduce your dad.
All right, so I've had mixed feelings about Billie Eilish. Because I thought she was a little precocious. But there's no denying that she's very smart, very talented. And I kind of like when she got the award, whatever it was, a Grammy, I think. I liked her, the two of them, the brother and her together is a good energy.
Mm-hmm.
To that.
Yeah, they earned their second Oscar because they got their first Oscar with the James Bond theme.
Right, yeah.
And
right.
Then with their song from the Barbie film.
Yeah. All right, so she said it was wasteful for stars to sell various pressings and packagings of their records, she doesn't seem to be a fan, or she said she wasn't singling anybody out.
Yeah, well, when she, it comes so she to originally made vinyl. Comments on social media and talking about how wasteful it is, and she's very big on sustainability, and a lot of people, because one of the biggest artists, Taylor Swift, does that, and a lot of people were like, she's singling Taylor Swift out, all of this stuff, and Billie Eilish had to make another statement saying, she's not singling anybody out, multiple artists do it, and she even owned up, she's like, I used to do it. It's just, it's unsustainable, it's something that needs to be done, but the reality is, so many artists do it. They are constantly re-releasing variants of their new vinyls, which is, in Billie Eilish's
This is naivete speaking, yeah, but you know what, how much of this stuff, there are plenty of problems with plastic in this, we're not just our society, but in the world, but maybe this comes from a guy who was a disc jockey that played records for 9 or 10 years, so I have that in my gut, my experience. But also, this is not a one-use thing. Vinyl gets used over and over. Records get played over and over and over again. It's not like you have a drink from a bottle or you have plastic stuff that you bring home your grapes in. There's a difference. And I think that's part of being young and inexperienced and not worldly. That would be...
Now, about the five, the same album, five of the exact same album, the only difference is each album has one bonus track, one individual bonus track. And you can only get that bonus track on one of the albums.
Yes. So you take that one album. And anyway, I think you get my drift here. But I think it's good that she expressed herself because it's good for conversation, like we've just had here. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, when it comes to training your dog, does size really matter? You know, because small dogs are often not trained, many gain the reputation for being loud, obnoxious yappers who might bite you if you get too close. In essence, small pet owners are perpetuating this yapper stereotype by neglecting to train their own dogs. If this sounds like you, if you own a dog regardless of size, he or she must get trained. It's not cute when dogs bite, whether they're teeth are small or large, they can hurt. Even if your little dog never bites somebody, there are a myriad of other extremely unattractive behaviors that are consequences of not training that little dog. You know, I run into this all the time. Well, it's a Chihuahua, it's a Schnauzer, it's a Poodle, Warren. Doesn't need training. It's not a Doberman, a Shepherd, or a Rottweiler. All dogs need training. All dogs can run into the street and need to know how to come back when you call them. All dogs need to know how to sit and lie down and stay. It's important for them mentally, and it's also a great way to communicate on a positive level. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin to talk about how you can look your best. If you get started now, you're motivated to do it. There are a lot of other benefits that go with it because of the ingredients. Just go through the ingredients with us.
So the number one ingredient is collagen protein. We've got several different types of collagen protein in our Calitrin, but it works to rebuild lean muscle tissue and rev up your metabolism. That's how it works over time. It's also good for the joint pain. And when you're taking it at bedtime, like we do recommend, it also helps break down into glycine, which helps you sleep more soundly also. Now, we've also added the patented ingredient called prohydrolase, which is digestive enzymes that help your body break down that collagen protein to where you can utilize it to the maximum potential.
All right, let's talk for about 30 seconds about the special $10 off every bottle.
Discounts on every single month of Calitrin, so the more...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden will visit Baltimore Friday following the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the president will meet with federal and local officials and get a look at response efforts on the ground. More people are using cash to buy their homes. USA's John Schaefer.
In February, over a third of home purchases were made with cash. That's according to a recent report by the real estate firm Redfin. The figures emerge amidst persistently high mortgage rates. The proportion of all cash purchases nearly matches the peak of all cash buying of 38%, which was observed in 2013. Redfin also notes a substantial increase in the median down payment for homes, rising by over 24% compared to last year.
Texas health officials are reporting a human case of bird flu. The case identified in a person who had direct exposure to dairy cattle presumed to be infected. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You have a good day, dear.
It's going to be a good day.
It has been a good day.
Add your voice to the conversation. Leave us a message on 855-999-DUG.
Next message.
855-999-3684.
Got the message?
Yes.
Everything's under control. Situation normal.
What happened?
It's like weapons malfunction, but everything's perfectly all right now. We're fine. We're all fine here now. Thank you. How are you?
Yeah. That sounds like a spoof, but it isn't, right? I'm trying to remember that exact scene.
That's from A New Hope.
The New Hope. So. That's not from an older Star Wars, but
No. That's the very first Star Wars. I forget that. You don't really call the first Star Wars A New Hope. You just call it Star Wars.
I call them the first Star Wars. Right. Exactly. Yeah.
They had to change it after they added all the prequels and everything. Yeah.
Now, see, here's an example of me learning from a whippersnapper, or at least remembering what was what. But yeah, that was. And it was. I'm trying to remember that scene. as well. You're affectionately not on board with Star Wars, right, Jay?
I've seen one. I think it was like the fifth one of the newer ones, and it's just not my cup of tea. So, I see why people like it. I'm not bashing it by any means. It's just
Exactly.
I'll set the scene for you if you want. They break into the Death Star. They dress up as stormtroopers, and then Luke is trying to find Leia because they had just put Leia in prison or whatever. And then he's trying to stall all the other stormtroopers from coming up and bombarding them and everything.
Yeah. Okay.
There you go. The scene sets.
Thank you very much. There's James Collins taking over control of the Good Day program for a few moments to help us understand what it is that we should have understood in the first place.
Our Star Wars aficionado.
Yes, well, I am, but I don't remember. I remember the scene now that you explained it. There's nothing wrong with that. People listening, wait a minute, I remember that scene. Well, let's get a little more information. So there it is. Speaking of more information, this program brought to you in part by Progressive Insurance. You're going to hear their commercials pretty much every day on the program. They will provide you with insurance for your motorcycle, your boat, your car, your RV. It's pretty easy to get it, too. Just dial 800-PROGRESSIVE, or you can go online to see how much you can save at progressive.com. Take advantage of that opportunity, because everything in price is going up. If you haven't lately checked out insurances for anything, wow. One of those businesses that just up, keeps going up, and up. And so I want you to take advantage of the opportunity. Why not, right? We rarely give you the opportunity, really, to save money. We did the MyPillow thing a few minutes ago. That's a legitimate deal. Everything that's in the catalog for $25. And, there are probably a lot of reasons for it. But what do you care if you can buy all this stuff in there? The slippers, man, I'd go, I love their slippers. $25 at MyPillow.com. Use the discount code DS. Speaking of that, I am Doug Steffen. I am Doug. I am Dudley. So what am I thinking and how am I being in terms of continuing to be honest and true to myself? What am I giving to you? I am giving things to you that maybe you've forgotten or maybe you've never experienced. Thoughts and action. Because this, the conversations usually lead to some kind of action or reaction. You're talking about Billie Eilish and her regard or disregard for vinyl records. That makes people think.
Oh no, she loves vinyl records. No, she loves vinyl records. She's just saying when artists, and she even acknowledged she's doing this herself, are putting out multiple variants of the same record, and each one has like one bonus track rather than just doing a one follow up with all of the bonus songs and stuff. She's just saying it's wasteful to have five variants of the same album rather than like one or two.
Got it.
She loves vinyl. Okay. She's a record person.
I love vinyl in the springtime. I love vinyl in the fall. The fellow in Eugene, Oregon, perhaps listening to us on KUGN, has dodged a bullet in a manner of speaking. Did you hear the story about this fellow? He dodged a saw blade that came sort of heading right toward him as he was going into a liquor store. This guy went into the neighborhood market. The blade of a concrete saw came loose. Concrete, they're doing a construction. Well, you don't know this, so I'm telling you the story. Construction site next door. So if you've ever seen these things, I use them from time to time when we have to do things on the farm. They cut into concrete because oftentimes in construction or reconstruction, you got to cut the concrete, and that's the only way you can do it. So there's a big saw and sometimes an electric motor, sometimes it's a gas motor, but this thing came loose. It wasn't tightened, obviously, on the shaft. So it comes off and rolls right at him. And I'm guessing it didn't come slowly. Because these things have rotations, like 100 RPM rotations per minute.
So he just went into the store. Something happened that there was commotion ahead of time. So he hears yelling and then sees this cloud of smoke pop up. And just as he sees all of that happening while entering the store, incoming is that saw blade just barreling towards him.
Four foot
to jump in and jump down.
Right, exactly. So anybody The people in the store heard it, felt it. This guy says, well, it stopped. It got wedged in into the wall, and it took three people to get it out of the wall. And he said all I heard was metal rolling down. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That is the scene of a movie.
Look at the security video showing him with his close call. Man, his children were in the car or something, and they ran inside to make sure he was okay. So, it's been posted all over social media, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So he jokes after it. He says, it's time for a beer. I need a beer. Okay. Uh-huh. Well, those things, you count your lucky stars with things like that, right? You know, God or whatever power that's greater than we are is awesome and looking out for you in a way that is...
divine intervention.
Second to none. Okay, let's talk about what's going on in the Middle East, much as we don't want to. Iran today vowing revenge. It's accused Israel of a deadly airstrike on the Syrian consulate, destroying the consulate. This is Iran's embassy. I guess the Iranian military advisor got killed and some other people as well. The strike, this is this back and forth. You do it to me, I'll do it to you twice as bad, and then we'll come back and we'll go after you four times as bad, and yada, yada. It goes back and forth and back and forth. This is something that obviously is a result of what Hamas did in Gaza on October 7th. Israel doesn't say, didn't have any comment about what went on over there. They don't tell you that they did it. And why should they? But the Iranians, and this is what I have a huge problem with. I've looked at three or four different versions of the story this morning so far, Jay, and the news media is blaming Israel. Here's Israel not holding into account that Hamas attacked the Israelis in Gaza on the 7th of October. There's all kinds of other stuff going on here. There's a related story that has to do with people who are living in Michigan and I think Wisconsin, but I'm not sure. I think it's Wisconsin. A lot of Arab folks have moved into these states, and they're siding, if they're taking sides, they're anti-Israel because they're Muslims, much as anything else. So that's what I read into it. I don't know. Somebody else may read something else into it, but that's what I see here. So we have this deep division now, and it's even affecting, I think, the story that I saw, and I'm trying to find it because I want to make sure I have the specifics correctly, that the support that Biden has is weakening among these groups because they don't like the support that we are showing or Biden's showing for Israel. And I don't think that he's really showing that much support at the moment. He's kind of reading the tea leaves and trying to get Netanyahu
He seems like he's supporting, but definitely attacking. Yeah, Netanyahu. And right. I didn't see the story, but it also from stories I have seen, it seems like a lot of people who are protesting and all of that, they're protesting in regards to Palestinians and the humanitarian crisis. They're not siding with Hamas, but then a lot of news outlets are saying they're siding with Hamas.
Yeah. Well, make up your own mind. Here's a story from today's New York Times on this bizarre murder of a Chinese fellow named Lin Kui, a billionaire in China. And you don't become a billionaire unless the state of China wants you to become a billionaire. He was a video game producer. I don't know if you remember the story or not. It goes back to 2020. He took one of the most famous science fiction novels ever written in China, The Three Body Problem is what it was called, made a big movie, and it was a hit around the world. He was working with Netflix to create a series. It was kind of like the Game of Thrones. He was killed. He was poisoned. He was 39 years old. somebody that was working with him killed him. And so the country, the people that knew about this became pretty upset with him because he was, the government loved it because he was one of these young people that showed, well, this is what you can do in China. But one of his former colleagues was sentenced to death because of this despicable act, is what the government calls it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought it was interesting to look at the process. Yeah, right, exactly. And they've referred to it, the government says, this is just like a Hollywood whodunit, right? And so I think the reason that I'm intrigued by it is because you don't hear many of these stories. These stories go on all the time, not people getting killed, but, you know, people and the rivalries in our country. And you don't think, you think because the state runs everything in China that these sort of things don't happen. But even though these people that make themselves that are successful, they aren't successful unless the government wants them to be successful. But on the other hand, in this case, they weren't watching the pot here as it was boiling. And so this guy got killed, and now the guy who killed him was sentenced to death. The reason I brought it up is because I don't think you think, or we think, or any of us think, that this is the kind of stuff that goes on in China. And yet, intrigue happens everywhere. I think that's this is the confirmation of that as much as anything else. Speaking of confirmation, there are so many. I have my face is into this Florida Supreme Court thing about abortion bans. We'll talk about that later on here, but I think it's an important story. As hopefully all the things we talk about here are important. This is Good Day at 48 after the hour.
We're going abroad for the first time in years to Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
There's always something so special about getting the gift of Omaha Steaks. I know that is one of my favorite gifts to give. It's one of my favorite gifts to receive, and especially around holiday times when we know we are going to be loaded up and we start planning our menus around it. But also, regardless of gifts, it's so great to just buy yourself, treat yourself, and guess what? Right now, the Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is here. You can get 50% off site-wide and save on mouth-watering favorites today. Simply go to omahasteaks.com/Doug and shop the semi-annual sale where you can load up on all of the delicious flavors you crave at half the price. From their tender, juicy butcher's cut filet mignons, my mouth is already watering. Their pure ground burgers, comfort classics, and easy-to-prepare meals that are perfect for those busy weekday nights. Plus, as an added bonus, you'll get 8 free Omaha Steak burgers on select packages when you shop at omahasteaks.com/Doug.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
All right, crew. Let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this, or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
What a way to get into the Food, Farm, and Family Report, right? And the reason that you are hearing this in your ear, I hope you're not hearing it through your nose, I'd like it to be through your ear, is that it's National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day. Woo-hee! Combo that I enjoy at least once a week. How about you, Jay? How often do you have a peanut butter and a PB&J sandwich?
I can't recall the last time I had one.
No.
Not that I'm against them. I loved them growing up, and there was a period of time where my son was into them, and I would eat the crusts, and they were still really good. I don't know the last time that was, though.
All right, well, this goes back to the Chicago World's Fair, this combo, in 1883, and then it's been sold as, this is a delicacy, sold in fancy tea rooms all over the place. And then the peanut industry commercialized peanut butter, and it became pretty affordable. There was a home economist here in Boston that conjured up the first known recipe. What do you have to have a recipe for PB&J for? You just put peanut butter and jelly together and bingo.
Well, the first person to ever really do it, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. Anyway, lots of people eat peanut butter and jelly sandwiches during
there's
the Depression because
the
it's cheap.
Too.
Well, and how so? How do you mean?
Well, crunchy versus smooth.
Oh.
Regarding the jelly, is a grape jelly. Like I'm if I'm doing PB&J, it's a grape jelly. But some people want strawberry or something else. Some people don't
blueberry.
Want the jelly. They want the jam.
I want blueberry jam. That's what I like in mine. Peanut butter and jelly. Yum, yum, yum. Anyway, so if you enjoy it today, give yourself an extra peanut butter and jelly sandwich, because today, or actually it's a Shrewsbury, it's not a sandwich. If truth be told, no such thing. No, sandwiches, no, uh-uh. It was the Duke of Shrewsbury, not the Earl of Sandwich, that was responsible for making sandwiches what they are. And peanut butter and jelly, just one example, cheese sandwiches, right? What else do we have? Chicken salad sandwiches, people like that, turkey sandwiches. Right? So kind of sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
Veggie
kind of
sandwiches.
Fan.
You like tuna melt? Yeah.
Give me a tuna melt. Yep, any day of the week.
Yeah, okay. And there are people who like banana sandwiches, too.
Wasn't that a big Elvis thing? Peanut butter and banana?
Bananas. Yeah, I think it was, as a matter of fact. Yes, it was. All right, so we've got this story about the ice cream bars We started talking about it yesterday, the recall over potential salmonella contamination. Apparently it's bigger than even what we said yesterday. I would say to anybody who's bought an ice cream bar, no matter where it's from, because you don't know what the origin is, most of these things are made in the same plant and they just put different labels on them. If you have an ice cream bar or a box of them that you just bought, bring them back to wherever you got them and get your money back until this thing settles down. That would be my recommendation. All right, now, we have bird flu problems. For the first time that I can ever remember, bird flu has hit a herd of cattle. And now I see that there's a human case of H5N1, the bird flu. This is somewhere in Texas. I'm not sure where about. It'd probably make everybody scared if they knew where it was. But this is so unusual, but it had to have happened from direct animal contact. Person to person doesn't work in this circumstance. It's animal to person or animal to other animal. We always worried about it on the farm because the bird flu hurts chickens and turkeys and can wipe them out. I have never before heard of a cow having bird flu, but that's a problem. I think it is also in Texas, if I'm not mistaken.
Texas, Kansas, and Michigan.
Yeah, not good.
And then they are waiting on results for a herd in New Mexico and Idaho.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Okay, well, I'm going to get worked up about it yet. We'll have to watch it closely. Here's a couple of the... This is the bug report, kind of. This woman discovered thousands of ants swarming on the walls of her bathroom when she was vacationing in Vietnam. Can you imagine going to the bathroom and seeing ants all over the wall, all over the ceiling, all over the floor?
Ah! Well, and she didn't notice that.
Right.
I guess she went in, she took a shower and everything, and I half wondered if the ants were already there, or if they were just on the other side of the wall, and her showering kind of brought them out.
Well, they come to moisture.
She went back to the room, and then she went back into the bathroom again, and that's when she noticed she just saw all of them, and it was like nearly midnight. She finally found a service, somebody who was working there, and after battling through the language barrier, neither one of them speaking each other's language, she's like trying to, you know, just sing help and get him into the room.
Right.
And he was like, there's nothing I can do. Just go to a different room for right now.
Yeah, great.
Just move to a new room.
And then there's the crawling cicadas that are coming. Those things, those damn things, they've called it Cicada-geddon. this is the biggest emergency. Well, it is an emergency. Emergence in centuries. Of these things all over the place in Mary.
Tejibo Tea Club's original pure powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.